AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A shutdown for the Department of Homeland Security at the end of today appears almost certain. Lawmakers in the House and Senate are set to leave Washington for a 10-day break, and negotiations with the White House have stalled. Democrats are demanding new restrictions on President Trump's immigration enforcement campaign. President Trump is heading to Fort Bragg in North Carolina today to celebrate members of the special forces who stormed into Venezuela earlier this year and captured the country's leader, Nicolas Maduro, to face U.S. smuggling charges. First Lady Melania Trump will also be making the trip to Fort Bragg to spend time with military families. A federal judge temporarily blocked the Pentagon from punishing Democrat Senator Mark Kelly over his call for troops to resist unlawful orders.
The retired Navy pilot was among six Democrats in a video urging troops to uphold the Constitution. Kelly sued after Defense Chief Pete Hegseth censured him in the first step toward a possible demotion in rank from captain. A judge has ruled Pentagon officials violated Kelly's free speech rights and also threatened the constitutional liberties of military retirees. Earlier this week, a grand jury refused the Trump administration's push to indict the lawmakers. Kelly said yesterday that's not a feel-good news story, but rather simply blunting another attempt at authoritarianism.
Folks, this is the master alarm flashing for our democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Investigators in Arizona want residents near Nancy Guthrie's home to share surveillance camera footage of suspicious cars or people they may have noticed in the month before she disappeared. The mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie has been missing for almost 2 weeks. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Brock Nelson scored a pair of goals and 10 skaters found the score sheet as the U.S. men's hockey team opened at the Winter Olympics in Italy with a 5-1 win over Latvia. American Chloe Kim fell short in her bid to become the first Olympic snowboarder to win three consecutive gold medals. In golf, Ryohei Setune held a one-shot lead after an opening 62 at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. College football, a Mississippi judge granted Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss a preliminary injunction that gives him another year of eligibility. San Antonio's De'Aaron Fox is replacing injured Milwaukee forward Giannis Antetokounmpo in the NBA All-Star Game. And former six-time MLB All-Star and 1960 World Series champion pitcher Roy Face died at age 97.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.